B'tochen for Life, Shir 520, Wednesday, Parshas Miketz. We are in the middle of discussing a story with someone that lost a large amount of money because of a scam, and apparently the money was gone, and how does a person respond to such a difficult circumstance? So the natural response is obviously to get upset, to get frustrated. It takes a lot of time and effort to make so much money, and now she has to replace all that money. But Mrs. Schwartz said it didn't bother her in the least. And listen to how she approached the situation. It's so simple, it's so basic, it's so truthful. But yet we struggle with this in situations that are even less stressful than this one. She said that she told her husband and her children that this money obviously was not ours. We weren't supposed to have this money. So the Ribbono Shel'olam could have taken it away, Rachmana Litzlan, in a difficult situation. For example, we could have had a doctor bill, Rachmana Litzlan, from a sick relative, or Chas V'Shalom, there could have been a fire or a destruction of some sort. But the Ribbono Shel'olam took away the money that wasn't ours. He took it away in a clean fashion. It was painless. It was just that the money was lost. And it wasn't even that we should be kicking ourselves, that we should have done something differently, because this is very natural. Unfortunately, this is pretty common that scammers are able to get into accounts and take people's money. So really, the Ribbono Shel'olam did us the biggest favor by taking away money that obviously was not ours and taking it away painlessly. So not only is there no reason to be upset, but the opposite is true. We should be happy. The Ribbono Shel'olam gave us an opportunity and he took away the money in a way that didn't bother us at all. Just the money was taken away and nothing else happened besides that. That is what she told her husband, her children, and anybody else that knew about this story. Now, most people would say that's not realistic. You can't approach it like that. A regular person like us could have such an approach. An Adam Gadol, someone from previous generations, can view such a situation like that. But a regular person in 2021 can view it like that? And the answer is absolutely. If a person lives with emunah and bitachon, and a person understands that the Ribbono Shel'olam controls the money, and we all know it, there's nothing new that we hear in this story. Everybody knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls our money. And if we have money that doesn't belong to us, the Ribbono Shel'olam takes it away. But it's difficult to internalize it. But with a little bit of effort, she was able to respond properly to the situation. And she said it didn't bother her in the least. She wanted to make a simcha that the Ribbono Shel'olam took away the money in such a painless way, in such a painless fashion. That's a very powerful story for us to internalize. Because many times we go through much smaller difficulties in life. And yet we struggle with our emotions. And we get upset and we get frustrated. And if we would stop for a moment and think that the Ribbono Shel'olam has a calculation. Everything is calculated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a very good reason for this. We would approach the situation with Menuchas HaNefesh. So this is a very powerful lesson how we can approach difficult situations. But this is not the end of the story.